of them?
Yes.
Good morning. We'll now move into agenda paper 26. In October, the board tentatively decided to finalize the proposed amendments to IS 8, published in the exposure drafts, accounting policies, and accounting estimates, with some modifications. The amendments aim to help entities distinguish accounting policies from accounting estimates. At this meeting, we'll ask the board to make decisions regarding the transition requirements and effective date of the proposed amendments. We will also ask the board to review due process steps undertaken and ask permission to start balloting the amendments. So we'll start with, by discussing transition requirements. Paragraphs 8 to 17 include our analysis of the feedback on proposals in the exposure draft. Based on our analysis, we recommend that the board A, require entities to apply the amendments only to changes in accounting policies and changes in accounting estimates that occur on or after the start of the first annual period in which entity applies the amendments. And B, not include the last two sentences of paragraphs 54FB of the proposed amendments. I'll now direct your attention to question one on page five and ask if you agree with our recommendation.
Sue?
I do agree with the recommendation, although sometimes when we not include sentences, people read more into it than what we intend, so I wonder whether it's worth explaining in the basis that we continue to sort of agree with this explanation so that they don't read more into it than what is meant by it.
Yes.
Okay, can we agree with the staff's recommendation?
14.
Effective date. Should we agree with the proposal for 1st of January 2022?
Nick?
Oh, Nick wants to say, yes, Nick, please.
So really, it's mentioned in the paper, but it also reflects comments about ASAF. Just the desire to coordinate, I think, the three projects that we have underway under IS 8 and a wish that these come in one go, and I'd strongly support that. And I know here we are about to vote on effective date, and clearly we don't have that knowledge around those other two projects yet. But I think given what we've got coming down the pipeline, not just here but in other narrow scope amendments, I think really we have to listen to our constituents here and be helpful as we can in terms of that packaging.
Mary?
Just to say the same comment that I made before, I have about this one too. This is actually the one that made me realize it.
Adele?
I'm a bit confused. Are we in question one yet or two already?
One. Sorry, two. Yeah.
It's just to clarify that in paragraph 54F in A, we say that the amendment would apply from the start of the first annual period beginning on or after. In our case, we are voting for 1st January 2022. Or from the start of an earlier annual period selected by the entity. I understood that with the early application permitted, we wouldn't have this sentence anymore. We'd just say 1st January 2022 with early application permitted, or because this sentence in the end of the day gives the entity the choice to go back 2, 3, 4, 5 years. Understood that as we did for other changes, just 1st January 2032 with early application. Is it the intention?
Yes, the intention is to permit early application and not that you can go back in time indefinitely. So we will review that wording in drafting and ensure we use the standard wording that we use across the other amendments as well.
Okay. Thank you.
Just following from Nick's comments, I feel like we've been talking about this for a very long time, and when it came in originally, it came in, if I remember correctly, from securities regulators who were concerned with this lack of clarity. So I think we should go ahead, and I agree with this effective date.
Okay. Can I see who supports the effective date proposed?
14.
Then, does anybody intend to dissent? No. That's not the case. And do we give permission to ballot?
14.
All right. Thank you very much. It's time for five. The team is in.